Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Kiddushin Lamed Zayin, Kiddushin 37a, pagination is 73. We'll start from the facing page, three lines from the bottom, the new Mishnah. Kol mitzvah, any mitzvah, she tuluya ba'aretz, that is dependent on the land. It's a land-oriented mitzvah. Eina noeges ela ba'aretz, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. You'll note that the word aretz is used in two different ways in this phrase. The first time it's used, it's she tuluya ba'aretz, that it's dependent on the land. And the second time it's used, it's ba'aretz, as in Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. So again, any mitzvah that's dependent on land only applies in the land of Israel. V'she'ena tuluya ba'aretz, and if it's a mitzvah that's not dependent on land, noheges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, it will apply both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. So that's fairly straightforward. A mitzvah that has nothing to do with the land, tefillin, kashrus, etc., is going to apply even out of Eretz Yisrael. Chutz. There is an exception to that initial statement that land mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The exceptions are chutz min ha'arla. Arla is different. That's the mitzvah not to eat the fruit of a tree during its first 3 years. Now, that applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. If you'll wonder why most people are not aware of that mitzvah or exposed to the mitzvah, the answer is because we assume that the general produce that's on the market is not Arla produce, because a tree during its first 3 years doesn't produce that much, and its fruit bearing years are many compared to the first 3 years, and therefore the vast majority of fruit that's on the market is not from the 3 years. And if there was a little bit from the first 3 years of some trees, it would be batel, nullified in the multitude of fruit. The concept of Arla, though, does indeed apply. It's applicable outside of Eretz Yisrael, and it applies in a fascinating application when a tree is transplanted and the root ball is so small, the amount of dirt that's with it, it's just transported with the root ball, so then it would not be able to survive on its own, and therefore when it's planted or transplanted to its new location, it starts again the requirement of 3 years of waiting, because that's as if it's been planted anew. And therefore, if a person purchased a sapling, a fig tree, or an apple tree, they could very well have a practical application of the laws of Arla, that the first 3 years of fruit are prohibited. The Mishnah continues, Vikelayim is another example. One example of Kelayim is planting grain or vegetables next to a grapevine. And Rashi makes a point of telling us, ha'orla halacha, the first 3 years rule, that's halacha l'moshe mi-sinai, that's considered a deoraisa. But kelayim is midivrei sofrim, is considered rabbinic. In any case, these would apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar Omar af ha'chadosh, Rabbi Lazar says the laws of chadosh also apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. The laws of Chadosh are that grain, in order to be permitted, has to go through the second day of Pesach, when in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a special carbon would be brought, and that would allow use of the new grain. So if you have grain that was already growing before Pesach, that would become permitted through the second day of Pesach observance. Whereas if something was, let's say, planted in the summer, then even though it's harvested and seems to be ready to eat, it's actually, according to the laws of Chadash, not permitted to be eaten until after the second day of Pesach. Now, if this applies outside of Eretz Yisrael, as is being described by Rabbi Elazar, then this restriction would exist for us, where many of the poskim that we relied on the last 200 years were in Europe, now dealing largely in the United States. These laws would apply in the diaspora. A different view has it that Chadash does not apply outside of Eretz Yisrael, which would explain why Chadash in the United States is viewed as a chumrah, a stringency, and not considered a mainstream observance. It is important to note that according to the book knowledge, the number of poskim ruling that Chadash applies outside of Eretz Yisrael is significant, and explaining why we don't observe it in the United States is understood on some level perhaps as a limud zechus, as trying to understand an existing custom, even though the book knowledge would not necessarily cause us to easily reach that conclusion that it's not obligatory outside of Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos makes a comment here. What happened to challah? The observance of challah is like a tithe. It's a truma. And it does apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos observes that challah does not apply by a non-Jew. Mitzvah of challah is only by a Jew, described in Yeridea Shin Lamed, particularly in Sif Gimel, where we have the shutfus, the partnership between a Jew and a non-Jew, and the dough is only obligated in the mitzvah of challah if, according to the partnership rules, the Jew has enough in this dough to require challah to be taken. So in a company setting where they're doing mass production, there's certainly enough to obligate challah. But if it was a non-Jewish owned factory entirely, then Tosfos' point is that that's a mitzvah that does not apply by an akum, by a non-Jew. Tosfos also observes that challah dome yosa lechovas haguf. Challah appears to be more of the obligation on a person rather than an obligation based on the land, because the obligation of challah begins when you create a dough, unlike truma and maaser that is truly land-oriented. And for whatever reason, challah is an obligation outside of Eretz Yisrael, but is not mentioned in our Mishnah. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.